Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We've been talking this week about what or in who are you trusting in. You know, when you're going through a crisis or a situation in your life, who are you really trusting in? Are you trusting in the revelation of Jesus Christ, or are you trusting in your own avenues? Are you trusting in what you can do? Are you trusting in what you can make happen? Are you trusting in, you know, and everybody says, you know, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. But I want to take you to a different level of revelation in the spiritual understanding and the wisdom and insight of God. Because we got to understand that if we understand the revelation, then we can understand who we trust in. Now, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, whose mind the God of this age? Now, who's the God of this age? We know that Satan is the God of the world system, has blinded who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So we got to see something here. Who is the God of this age? We know that Lucifer is the God of this age. He's not the God of the earth. He's the God of this age. The world's way of system, world's way of thinking. So what the world does is it blinds the eyes of them that believe not. And what it does is, as you begin to listen to the world system over and over and over, and the wickedness of the world system over and over and over, it begins to make you think like the world thinks, even though you don't understand that subconsciously, the more you feed into you of negativity, the more manifest negativity is going to manifest out of you. But look what he says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. Which verifies exactly what I've just said. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we got to understand that these things that we see are temporary. They're going to pass away. They're going to be removed. They're not going to last. But the things that you and I cannot see, those things are going to be eternal. So you can't base what you see as the truth of everything in your life. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what am I trusting? Am I trusting what I can see in my checking account? Am I trusting what I can see and feel in my body? Am I trusting what I can see and comprehend in my mind, or what I can see with my eyes? Or am I trusting in the faith of an almighty God who created everything, spoke everything into existence? See, your life has got to become more internal than it is external. Because if you're led by your external realm, which is temporary, then you're never going to walk in the eternal realm, which is unable to be seen, because you can't see eternity, but we know it exists. And everybody wants it, but they don't understand it. You got to understand that John 17:3 says that all eternal life is the ability to know God. So the ability to have a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, is the only thing that's eternal. But you got to understand that once you and I become new creations and old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, you and I have become eternal beings. That's why we're never going to cease to exist. We're going to live forever, because the real us is the spirit and not the soul of a man, which is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions, and even the body of the man. The body is the temple that the spirit exists on and keeps it on the earth, but it's not who we really are. So if we want to understand, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So we know that the Old Testament prophets never walked in the promises of God. Matter of fact, if you go on and keep reading this chapter down in about verse 28, it says they could never be made perfect till you and I came along. How did you and I make them perfect? Because Jesus covered everybody under the Old Covenant, but you and I have been cleansed. The Old Covenant pilgrims, the Old Covenant people, were spared because of the New Covenant that was coming. Jesus was the foundation of the past, the now, and in the future. So you and I have been cleansed from all redemption. So that's what we got to understand. So listen to me very carefully. Our spirit, physical eyes are the gates through which we contact the world around us, but our minds determine what should we actually see with them. How our minds think and the knowledge and the wisdom contained in our minds determine what we actually perceive. You got to understand, you don't see with your eyes. Your mind determines what you see, and your mind tells you what you see. Your eyes are the reflection of what your mind says you see. So the law of meditation shows us that everything we see is in our minds. What we meditate on is going to determine the way we view everything our physical eyes observe. We don't see with our eyes, we see through them. We actually take pictures with our minds. Your subconscious, it sets boundaries, makes decisions whether you want it to or not. The mind is the lens that gives focus to the picture that you're looking at. So we got to understand what he's saying here. What are you trusting in? What you're able to see or what you actually know in your spirit? So the more you feed the Word of God into your subconscious and into your mind is being renewed to see a different picture. That's why some people, everything they see is bad and everything everybody else looks at is good. See, you can see good in some things if you're looking for the good, but if you fed yourself with darkness and evil, you're only going to see evil. That's the beauty of grace. And who are you trusting in?